Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Colin Buick from Off the Ball to talk about the weekend sport. And tomorrow night, if you plan to go to dinner, you better cancel the plans.
That is a great shout. Yeah, you might have to double screen, Pat, because from 8 p.m. tomorrow, Irish time tomorrow night, Liverpool play Aston Villa. A huge, huge game for Arne Slot to try and get back on track. And 10 minutes later, Ireland play New Zealand, Soldier Field in Chicago, part two.
I'd be very interested in that because obviously Leinster have not been at their very best and the bulk of the squad that's going to line out is going to be Leinster, although Prendergast loses out to Crowley, which is a statement in itself.
Yes, I think that was the way it was going. It had to be because Jack Rowdy was outstanding for Munster against Leinster. Look, Leinster have lost three of their first four games, but in their defence, most of their frontliners weren't around until that Munster game. Yeah. So they've had one game back, really. The big news here is that Stuart McCluskey starts inside centre, the Ulster man. We actually had him on Off the Ball Breakfast during the Six Nations because he wasn't in the squad. And then he got called into the squad. He hasn't played against a Tier 1 nation since he started against Wales. So this is out of the blue. He's 33 years old. But unlike Leinster, Stuart McCluskey and Ulster have started the UR season very well. Yeah. And he's been rewarded for his form.
Which is good to know that.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Kind of, yeah. Anyway, it's going to be fascinating whether they see it as much of a grudge match as we beat them in Soldier Field. So do they think we've got to beat them here? Or given that they knocked us out of the World Cup. I remember that match well. I was in Italy actually at the time watching it.
Heartbreaking, yeah. It was two World Cups in a row, 2019 and 2023. But the most recent one was heartbreaking because it was 4 points in it and we nearly scored a try. But for Jordy Barrett's arm, who of course went on to play for Leinster and will play against Ireland this weekend. We had Ben Smith, New Zealand legend, on the show yesterday morning on Off the Ball. He talks about the game in Soldier Field. You have to remember, 2 weeks later they went to Dublin and won. But since that Soldier Field victory, we've played 10 times in total against New Zealand and it's 5 apiece. But they've won the last two.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we can do it. I mean, that was the big lesson of Soldier Field.
Absolutely. And the All Blacks are flawed at the moment. They are inconsistent. Look at their rugby championship results. They beat Argentina, then they lose to Argentina. They beat South Africa, then they get hammered by South Africa. They're there for the taking.
Well, we shall see. Now, let's talk about that other game you mentioned, the parallel game, Liverpool. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's gone wrong there? Losing 6 out of 7.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. What's gone wrong? A bit of everything at the moment. They can't align all their new signings together. They have a load of injuries. The form of Mo Salah is hugely questionable, although he got a great consolation goal against Brentford. They don't really know what to do with the midfield. They have no cover at centre-back. You actually look everywhere. They have a bit of a problem. Marmadish, Philly in goal.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Has not replaced Alisson to the level that was probably expected. Fullback is a huge problem for them at the moment. They don't know what to do with Fabian Wirtz. Huge issues.
You know, when you look at the team, you say, what's missing besides Jota? I mean, that's a terrible loss. Trent Alexander-Arnold. They didn't have to lose him, one presumes.
Yeah, well, he decided to go, I suppose. You know, they wanted to keep him to an extent.
Could they have wooed him?
I think they tried to, but I think he had his heart set and trying something. You know, he's very good friends with Jude Bellingham, who plays for Real Madrid. He wants to win the Ballon d'Or. I guess he has a better chance of doing that at Real Madrid. Hasn't started too well for him. And funny enough, he could play against Liverpool at Anfield next week in the Champions League. But for now, they're playing a Villa side who were in pretty good form, Pat, in the Premier League, like really good form. The only thing is, Villa have a terrible record at Anfield in the Premier League.
Now, Manchester United go to Nottingham Forest and you'd imagine that Ruben Amorim's winning streak should continue.
Yeah, so Nottingham Forest, of course, have a new manager, Sean Dyche. They've only played 2 games. They beat Porto and then they lost to Bournemouth. So it's hard to know what kind of Forest you're going to get. It's still hard to know what kind of Manchester United you're going to get, even though they've won 3 games in a row in the Premier League for the first time since February 2024. Which is remarkable because it's nothing to write home about, but it kind of is at the same time.
But it shows the way the table's going. I mean, Arsenal's still up there at the top. But, I mean, by having that 3 in a row, they then leapfrog over Liverpool. They go level with Man City. I mean, It's quite extraordinary. It shows like we're not getting the consistent winning that we got.
No, you're spot on, because look who are second in the Premier League at the moment. It's Bournemouth on their own, second. They're a point ahead of Tottenham, who are third. Sunderland are fourth.
Yeah.
So there's mass inconsistency. And you're right, United can take full advantage of that. They're in sixth at the moment. They're a point ahead of Liverpool. It's hard to believe.
Now, what about the London Derby, Tottenham Hotspur and Chelsea?
Yeah, so Spurs have been quietly really efficient, haven't they, under Thomas Frank, their new manager, whereas Enzo Maresca's Chelsea are totally all over the place. And that's why it makes this game very difficult to call. I envision this being a draw, a score draw, Pat, because Chelsea on their day are actually formidable.
Yeah.
They showed that against Liverpool, even, when they got a last-minute winner, but they're excellent. But the other side of Chelsea is one that Spurs can beat.
So we shall see.
Absolutely.
Now, domestically, Rovers finally did it. They staggered over the line.
Yeah, I mean, what a week for Stephen Bradley. He runs the marathon, which we discussed on Monday. And then on Wednesday night, they entertained Galway United and they got the job done with a 75th minute free kick from Dylan Watt. So it wasn't a pretty game. Galway themselves don't want to go down, of course. They have relegation concerns of their own. But you're right, Shamrock Rovers have won the league, their fifth in 6 years. And we go into the final day tomorrow knowing that we have the champions confirmed and we have the relegated side confirmed, but everything else is to play for.
And of course, we have to give a nod to the winning loss by the women in Belgium.
Winning loss is exactly it, yeah. They lost 2-1 on the night against Belgium, crucially. They went through on aggregate and through means that they're into League A now in the Nations League. Basically, that guarantees them at least a playoff for the 2027 World Cup. That's huge.
Yeah, Abby Larkin's goal. I mean, it was a great goal. Great control, ultimately, having had a go. And then
she scuffed the shot, which ended up that she had to dink it over the keeper. And she said afterwards, it's the first time she's ever tried to dink a shot. And what a way.
Really? Yeah. She seemed very assured in
dinking. Yeah, so the first time she did it, and it worked out perfectly.
Anyway, the women are going well. So
yeah,
they're in the top tier now, which is great.
And that's huge. That will absolutely be massive for the World Cup.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.